bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham. The I Am Love Builders Radio Show is a one-hour daily show devoted to all things dealing with healthy relationships and communication. Whether you are married or single, you will enjoy this show. We will have special guests, a time for questions and answers. We will also provide great tips, tools, and strategies for you to have a healthy relationship with your spouse, friends, and our family.
Now, sweetie, we just got back from an awesome, awesome anniversary trip.
Yes, it was wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was great. So we went to New York, in the Manhattan area. We were down in the Battery Park area, and we were fortunate to win a trip from Highlands Ranch Travel to the Ritz-Carlton
Hotel.
Oh, yes.
It was awesome.
Yes, we were there for 3 days and three nights. And you know what? Clarence, my wife, I have to tell my wife because she actually fell in love with another man while we were there.
Yeah, his name was Max.
Oh, boy. Max. We're going to talk about Max, okay? But actually, I fell in love with Max, too, so we're going to tell you about Max.
So, today, what we want to talk about is having a vision for your relationship.
Yes, yes. And having some setting expectations.
Yes. And having some goals. Because, you know, we're real good at having goals for our career, goals for our finances.
Yep.
But we never think about having a vision, a goal, a plan for a healthy relationship.
That's a fact.
And consequently, we find ourselves in cycles. We go in a relationship and then out and in and then out and pretty much keep picking the same type of person that's just not working for us.
Yes, I can relate to that. Doing that for 42 years, failing miserably.
Yes.
But then I found the sweetie.
That would be me. But even before we get into the details about that, honey, yes, I want us to make a few announcements. Mm-hmm. We have a marriage workshop coming up.
Yes, we have a workshop coming up on the 11th of October. It's a Saturday. It's going to be at High Point Church in Aurora. So if you're in the Denver, Aurora area, you need to come out to this marriage workshop. Going to have a great time. It's going to run from 9 to about 4:30, and it's free. And Clarence, they provide food.
And childcare.
And childcare. There's no excuse for a couple not to come out and have a great time. They're going to learn a lot of great tips and strategies when it comes to marriage and relationships. And we're going to feed you on top of that. So.
And I just want to point out, because a lot of times when couples, be it the man or the woman, hear about some type of marriage relationship workshop, they think, oh, my marriage is in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, or I have to go when my marriage is in trouble.
Right.
But that's not the case.
No. In fact, if you do that, sometimes it's too late.
Right.
You need to be working on that all year long.
Right. So this is a workshop, and Casper and I will be facilitating. Now, we're not here to tell you what to do, but we are there to give you some tools, some tips, some strategies on how to handle certain topics like communication.
Yes.
And handling conflict.
Conflict resolution, absolutely.
And then we're going to talk about having fun.
Are we going to talk about sex?
Is that having fun?
Yeah, for me.
Then we'll talk about sex.
All righty then. That's what I'm talking about.
So we're going to talk about you having a specific date night, because that's important.
Very important.
So it's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. And so we just want to invite everyone. There's really no excuse not to come. Come with a positive attitude.
Yes.
So think of it this way. If your marriage is a 2, this will be an opportunity to make it a 3. Mm-hmm. And if it's already the top, a 10, then this is an opportunity to make it an 11.
There you go.
So don't be negative about it. Come on out, have fun, meet some new couples, and enjoy it.
Enjoy it, yeah. So let's get back to Max, though, because, you know, I'm still thinking about Max. I'm actually in love, too. So
Max was awesome. So the whole concept behind Max is a real person, but we were so blessed. God just really did above and beyond what I could have thought about or even imagined. He's so true to his word. Mm-hmm. And our all-expense-paid trip included us having a room on the club floor of the Ritz-Carlton.
The 11th floor. If you ever get to the Ritz-Carlton, if you can get through the elevator system, because you got to have a card to get to this level.
Yeah.
And if you leave your card in the room, you're done, man. You can't go anywhere.
Can't do anything. So at the club, in the club, it's like being on a cruise, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, because you get in the morning, they have a little mini breakfast buffet for you.
And when she says mini, it's not mini, it's maxi. I mean, they got everything.
It's enough to fill you up. And then they had lunchtime, they have lunch for you. And then in between lunch and dinner, they have snack time. And then at dinner, they have nice hors d'oeuvres. And then after dinner, they go into dessert mode.
Yes.
So then you have like 2 hours where you can just come in and have some scrumptious, delicious desserts.
We were full the whole time.
Yes. And they were constantly offering, did you want champagne?
Yeah, Max.
Would you like, can I get you a drink? Wine, champagne, Chardonnay, a Merlot. What do you want? Coffee, tea. The hot chocolate was the bomb.
Oh, hot chocolate was even better than all the alcohol. It's off the chain.
So it was just like for us, because we've never been on a cruise.
Never been on a cruise, but we have an announcement about that. But man,
it was an opportunity for us to have a little sample of what it's like being on a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it was good. And Max was just there to wait on you hand and foot. And there was also Yolanda. And they were so kind. They just walked. How are you doing? Excellent customer service. Excellent.
Off the chain. Well, you know, Ritz-Carlton, you know.
Well, they lived up to the expectation.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
So we had fun.
Yep. And we got T-shirts.
We did.
So we're going to
have New York.
Yep. We're going to have Clarence take a picture of us in our New York T-shirts. And we visited the memorial, the 9/11 memorial. So we got our wristband. And, you know, it's something that a lot of times we don't want to think about. You know, we know what happened and we know they're recovering. That whole area was devastated by the by the incident. So now they're in recovery mode, and it's been 10, you know, plus years.
Believe it or not, it's been 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. So now they the new building is up. It's almost complete. I think they're going to open it here
in 2015. Or was it late fall? Yeah. I can't remember.
Yeah, but the building itself is there, and we took pictures and stuff. It's very, I mean, it's when you're down in that area, you can see that building from any spot in that little, in the Battery Park area, you can mm-hmm. see that building.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just an awesome sight to see, but then it's also humbling to be there at the memorial, and they have the water that's running into the spaces where the buildings were, and that's even pretty imposing because you're looking at it and it's just this huge area.
It's like an infinity waterfall.
Right.
You don't see an end of it. It's very emotional. I found myself, because along the rim they have engraved
all the
names of the people who lost their lives.
The names and then the names of the
firemen,
fire engine,
the police
station,
officers,
yeah, all that stuff.
All of the emergency first responders.
First responders, yeah.
And you still get choked up. I mean, I do.
Yeah,
I get choked up. I got teary eyed. I had to hold back. It's like, oh my God, I'm going to start crying.
Yeah. And then they had this tree. Remember the tree?
The tree.
Now, there was a tree that was in the area that was uprooted. So they decided the folks that were clearing out the area, they decided to try to save this tree.
Yeah, because the roots weren't dead, right. But the top part of the tree itself was damaged, right. Because of the explosion.
Right. So they replanted this tree in a totally different area. They took the tree, replanted it to a nursery, and then when they had the storms a couple years ago, was it Sandy or whatever that came in? That storm uprooted the tree again from where it was. It wasn't at 9/11 anymore. It was in a different location. Uprooted the tree. They found the tree, saved it, replanted it again. And then once they completed the grounds around the memorial
site,
mm-hmm. they brought the tree back, replanted it at the site, and now it is growing and flourishing at that site.
Yeah, and you can see on the tree the part that got scorched from the explosion is really, really, that part of the bark is really dark.
And
it looks old. So the new growth, though, is not as dark. And they had quite a bit of new growth. So
a lot of new growth. And they said it blooms in
the spring. They said white blooms.
Yep.
So it was phenomenal. It was really a good time.
Yeah. So Max got us thinking, what are we going to do to top next year?
Yeah.
So next year, we are going to go on a cruise. So
yes.
Stay tuned, folks. We want you to go over to our Facebook page and our website, iamlovebuilders.com, because we're going to be posting information about a cruise that we're going to be working on. We're going to have our travel agent start to prepare this. We're going to take a cruise for couples. We're probably going to have half dozen to a dozen couples total that are going to be with us as we go on a cruise and celebrate Max.
And we're going to talk about communication,
yes.
And some tips and some tools on how you can enhance, improve, and nurture your relationship.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a fun cruise. So we're going to have all the details on that. Stay tuned to the show. Stay tuned and plugged into our Facebook page. You can go to I Am Love Builders on Facebook. You can search for I Am Love Builders on Facebook. You can find us there. You can find us at our website as well. So we're really, really excited about that.
It's going to be a fun time. So once we get the dates, we will let you know so you can start planning for it.
Yeah, and we have to get Clarence married so we can.
So he can come too?
No, he said no.
He said no. Oh, Clarence.
Not interested.
Clarence, it's because you haven't come to our workshop yet. We have a workshop for singles,
too.
Oh,
yeah, we got one for singles, too. That'll get you prepped and ready. And then, we can move into something else.
And in our singles workshop, we're not here to help you find a mate, but we're here to help you become a good mate.
Okay, I can deal with that.
All right. Very good.
Not trying to get married, though, right now.
I hear you, though. No rush on that yet. Anyway, so, we're going to have a great time. So when we come back, we've got some great information for you. We're going to go over some tips and strategies and so forth. So just hang tight, and we'll see you on the other side of the break.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. for our Sunday praise and worship service. Our teachings are biblically based and our worship fresh and exciting. If you're in the Denver metro area, visit us in person or visit us online at kcconline.org. Join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for the Kingdom Connection Christian Center Sunday Praise and Worship Service.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
All right, so welcome back. We're excited to be here. I'm here with my sweetie, Cheryl, and I'm Casper. And we are now going to talk about...
having a vision for your relationship.
Yes, vision.
Now, so many times we have visions about everything else.
Mm-hmm.
We have a vision about our career.
Yes.
Who we want to be when we grow up and how we're going to climb up the corporate ladder. And we have a vision for our finances, you know.
How we plan our vacation.
Right.
Yeah, vision for
how you going to travel and go to places you want to go. But we don't really stop to have a vision for our relationships.
Yeah. What do you want that to look like down the road?
Right. Especially if you've been having a series of bad relationships.
Yeah. I think I can relate to that.
Or you've been divorced 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
You know, so many times.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
And you find yourself in a cycle where you keep ending up right back where you don't want to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I can relate to that for sure. You know, my story is for 42 years, I was in the desert looking and making all types of bad decisions on relationships. Several failed marriages, several failed relationships, children out of wedlock, the whole deal. And came to the point that I really fell to my knees and said, God, you know, obviously I have no clue what I'm doing. Clarence, I just don't know. I'm messing up big time. And I said, okay, I'm done. I'm not going to try to pick him anymore or find her anymore. I know she's out there, but I'm done. And I said, God, if she is out there, well, first of all, I'm okay living by myself forever. I'm done. You know, I don't need to get married anymore. I don't need to have any live-ins, none of that. So I'm good by myself. And I said, but if she's out there, please bring her to me, you know, expose her to me, because I'm done trying to pick her. And 2 weeks later, Cheryl and I went out on our first date.
Yes.
So God does answer prayer.
Yes, he does. He does answer prayer. And my situation was, I was, you know, single up until I got married when I was 41. And I don't know, man, I was like, what is wrong with the brothers? My goodness. They just didn't seem to have their head on straight, or they had a totally different agenda than what needed to be.
Or they had a chip on their shoulder, or, I mean, just drama.
Yeah, that whole predator and prey thing going on. Mm. And it's like, you know, life is hard enough as it is. Why are you making it complicated?
Right.
You know, so I just came to a conclusion that I'm comfortable being single. I prepared myself that I would never marry, and I was okay not being married. I was okay not having children.
Mm-hmm. I know your family was
my father was shocked when I told him I was getting married. He said, what? And he got real quiet. I said, Dad, yeah, did you hear me? He said, yeah, but we just wrote you off. We didn't think you were ever going to get married. We've moved on. And so, but yeah, just finding the right mate.
Mm-hmm.
And not being so desperate and wanting someone in your life that
right.
you just accept anyone.
Right, right.
That you overlook the... red flags.
Absolutely.
They're there.
They're there right in your face, and
they
we overlook them. We get starry-eyed, you know, we see this nice, pretty person, and, you know, they dance nice, or they you know, they laugh nice and all this other stuff, and all that's great, but it's kind of superficial.
Yeah.
And then you really don't dig down enough to see if you can really be around this person.
Right. Or you fall into the worldly trap, so to speak, of the physical first.
Yes.
And then after the physical, and you've gotten yourself entwined with this person,
mm-hmm.
then you realize it's really not working. They're not going to change.
Right.
You are not happy.
Right.
And you might find yourself, and that might happen 9 months later when the baby's here.
Right. Right.
And now you have a baby from someone whom you don't really like.
Don't really like, you know. And they say the world tells us opposites attract.
Mm.
And opposites as far as sex attracts, but once you get, you know, once you start to really talk to the person to find out what they like and, mm-hmm. and their likes and dislikes, the challenge is at first, the opposite thing is
exciting.
It's exciting, you know, mm-hmm. it brings curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
But then, after a very short period of time, it's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're really into sports. Oh, that's nice, because I'm really not, so you really are. That's fine and everything. And then 6 months in, why are you watching sports all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I was watching sports before.
You're right.
And I'm still watching sports. I haven't changed. Yeah, but now it's annoying.
Right.
Okay, I need to go shopping.
Right. Or can't we go to a play? Yeah. Can't we go to a production? Can we go to a concert?
Something different.
Yeah, let's go dancing. And
yeah, but I don't like dancing.
No, don't want to do any of that. So, we just ignore the red flags. They're just flashing everywhere. Neon signs. Woo, woo. Yeah. Don't go here. Danger. Danger. But we just ignore it because we think we can make it work.
Oh, yeah, we'll make it work.
Or with us, it'll be different.
We'll fix them.
Yes,
we'll fix
it'll be right different up. With us. Our love is so much different than his last love.
Oh, yeah.
So he and I, you know, it's going to work, you know. Or I just need to take him shopping, get a few new outfits.
He'll clean him up
okay.
a little bit.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Yeah.
Get his hair cut, clean him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
And so we don't start in asking the tough questions up front.
Yes.
We wait until we become somewhat attached to that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ask the tough questions, only to find out that we're probably really not compatible.
Right. Not at all.
So I say ask the tough questions right up front.
Yes, you did.
I did.
And you did. And you did. All the tough questions. But I think I answered them well.
You did. You know, because my first thought was, if I ask him the tough questions, don't hold back, he'll quit. He'll be like all the others. He'll get up and walk away because it won't work for him.
Yeah.
And that number one question, the big question, well, it wasn't a question. It was a statement.
It was a statement.
Because
here it comes.
That's when I said, you know, I am a believer, and I have chosen celibacy until I'm married.
What?
I said, so I will not be sleeping with you until I'm married. Now, I made that mistake in the past.
Yes.
I'm not making it this time.
Yes. And after I... Caught my breath and came to, I said, okay.
But you know, I was so sure that once I told you that, you were going to be like, okay, it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, he won't call tomorrow. This is over.
And in my first 42 years, it would have been over instantly. But I had that conversation and I realized that I was doing it wrong. So I'm ready to do it right. So we did it right.
And it worked out perfectly.
Yep.
He answered all of my questions, and I did ask.
They were interrogation questions,
well,
Clarence.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. I did. I interrogated him, Clarence, to no end. I was like, you know, Gestapo.
Yeah.
I was all over
on it.
But
it was good.
But there were questions that needed to be asked.
Yes. So what can our listeners do to now start to set up a checklist, if you will, or a way to know if they're in or not in the right relationship?
Okay. Well, the first thing you need to do is not be afraid to review your last relationships that failed.
Okay. Okay.
You need to look at them.
I did that.
And not look at them from the point of seeing what the other person did wrong.
Right.
But what did you do?
Right. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's about what can we, or we can only control ourselves.
Right.
So we can't control
can't
change anybody else. Mm-hmm. So it's about doing our part. What did we do, or how can we change ourselves to make it better?
Right. Mm-hmm. So you need to be honest with yourself and look at what was your part.
Yeah.
Look at that relationship, what you liked, what you didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're making a checklist, on your checklist, you're going to have things that you, they're your absolute must-haves.
Got to have the bottom line.
Got to have it. Yeah. And then there's your things that, okay, on these topics, I can be a little flexible.
Yes.
And then there's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. This is, I don't cross this.
Okay.
Ever. So those are the three categories for your checklist.
Okay. Okay. So I think we should, they should always seek a good match.
Yes.
Look for somebody that's compatible, not opposite.
Right.
Someone who likes the same things you like to do, likes traveling. If you like to travel, find someone who likes to travel.
Right.
Now you're going to have a great time traveling.
Yeah.
As opposed to you find someone that loves to go places and you don't, they're going and you're not, and then they're out traveling and find somebody that likes to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And then the enemy comes in and says, hey, I like to travel. You like to travel. I know your spouse doesn't, but that's okay. We can go together. It'll all be fine.
Yeah, we can be friends.
Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can be friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you want to, and we're not going to be identical.
No.
But you want to find someone that has as many things in common as possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that would be, you want to have a good match.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And don't do the makeover project thing. Don't find someone that you can fix up and clean up and dress up and change the way they talk and the way they act and what. I mean, mm-hmm. that just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. You got to be able to like them just the way they are.
Absolutely.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
And the ugly.
Yes. The brokenness. We all have a degree of brokenness.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to be able to like them just the way that they are.
Yeah.
And not only that you don't want a makeover project,
mm-hmm.
but you don't want to be a makeover project either.
Am I a makeover project?
So when you meet this person and they're always trying to change you.
Yeah. That's a problem.
That's a problem.
Yeah. You know, and at the end of the day, you need to expect good communication and don't run from conflict. So if you listen to our show, we're going to teach you how to not run from conflict, how to deal with it in a very, in a good way.
Right.
So that conflict winds up being something that you actually can learn from and have an intimacy relationship based upon that conflict.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to show you how to do that in the show. So
we're going to take a break.
We're going to take a break.
And we're going to come back and talk about some more good tips.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you on the other side. And we'll be right back.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services in the Denver metro area. Call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We're excited to be here, and we are talking about conflict, and we're helping you set up some guidelines for your relationship.
Absolutely. And I think the last one we left off on was about being a makeover project.
Oh.
Yeah. So you don't want to find a makeover project, because if you make them over, you're going to have to always make them over.
And continue to make them over.
But then we also talked about, in the same token, that you don't want to have to change yourself for somebody else.
Right.
Meaning you don't want to be somebody's makeover project either.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're always trying to change you, that means they don't like you the way that you are.
Right. They're always saying, why do you do that? Or can't you just do this?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or do we always have to do that?
Mm-hmm. Or they go shopping for you and they're always buying you new clothes because basically they don't like how you dress.
Right.
They don't like your style.
Right.
So,
or they're trying to feed you to fatten you up.
Right. Or they want you to join the gym so you can lose some weight because you're too big for them.
Yeah.
You know?
Hiding food from you.
Or they come over and you think you're going out on a date. Instead, they want to go jogging in the park all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, it's a mess.
Yeah, so you don't want to be a makeover project either. You don't want to have to change yourself to be pleasing to somebody else. You need to be you, and they need to be them, and it needs to flow just like that. And if it doesn't, you need to seriously think about this.
Yeah, yeah. But I want to say also to this subject is that as an individual doing your part, you want to make sure that you are working to improve yourself.
Right.
Okay, so yes, they should not be trying to improve you, but you should mm-hmm. be trying to improve you.
Yes.
Because you're always becoming a better person, learning more, taking care of yourself. You know, our bodies are our temple, so we should not be abusing our body.
Correct.
If you are a couple, your body actually belongs to your spouse.
Right.
So if you are disrespecting your body, you're disrespecting your spouse and God all at the same time.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, we always need to be mindful of that and be always working to, you know, to be the best us we can be.
Absolutely. And that brings us to another point, because if you have someone in your life and they are not striving to make any improvements in their life,
mm-hmm.
and you're always trying to improve, mm-hmm. Be it spiritually or financially, personally, mm-hmm. you're trying to grow, to become more seasoned,
mm-hmm.
More in tune with God and what He's called you to do,
right?
And how to get it come about in doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And your potential spouse is not interested in making any changes. That could cause some conflicts in a marriage.
Yeah, it can definitely cause some conflict,
because you're improving and you're growing, and they may be staying the same or regressing, and it causes a wedge. You start to grow apart.
Start to grow apart.
Yeah, so that's something you also need to consider.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, don't play games. No playing games, no pressuring, and no manipulation.
Yes. And we know exactly the button to push, especially when you're with someone for a while. You know exactly what button to push to set them off.
Absolutely.
It may be a nickname that you've come up with that they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
It may be something very, it could be a look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be something that you do to just set them off, and you do it intentionally to set them off. So, you know, that's just, you know, it's playing games.
Absolutely. Or you can use sex as a weapon.
Ooh, that's a powerful weapon.
But it does not make for a healthy relationship.
No, it doesn't.
If you have to use sex as a weapon to get what you want
mm-hmm.
out of the relationships, out of the marriage, that is not a healthy relationship.
It's not. No.
That just doesn't work. And that is not what sex was made for. It's not made to be a tool or a weapon that you can use to get what you want when you want it.
Right. Because, again, your body is supposed to be your spouse's, and your spouse's body is supposed to be yours. So, technically, you're not supposed to withhold that at all from your spouse.
Right. And sex is intimacy, sex is a form of worship.
Right.
God put that in place for a specific purpose. And so that is just, it's not to be toyed with.
Right.
It's something that's valuable and of great importance, mm-hmm. and of great importance to God. So the other thing is, here's another one. Mm. Pay attention to values.
Values. And have some.
Right.
You know, what a unique concept. Have some values. Yes.
And make sure that your values enhance or complement each other or the mm-hmm. same. Mm-hmm. And the big ones, and you have to have a discussion about these, is money,
mm-hmm.
politics,
mm-hmm.
sex,
mm-hmm.
and religion.
Yeah. And we're not supposed to talk about politics and religion. And those are the two things that control our lives the most.
Right.
How does that work? Right. So don't talk about those because those could get you into trouble. Well, you know, if I get into trouble with the two most things that control my life, then we got problems.
Right. And if you're thinking about marrying this person or having a long-term relationship with this person, you need to see if you got some kind of commonalities in those four areas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you don't, that's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a big problem. So you definitely need to talk about it. You know, in my earlier time, in my 42 years in the desert, I didn't care about their politics or their religion or anything because I only had one thing in mind, and that was the physical. That was sex. So when you flip that around and you start to focus on their values and what they like and dislikes and, you know, what they what they're about, and you start to really enjoy their company, then when you decide to become a married couple and you are physical for the first time or from then on, it's almost always good. I can't say 100%. You know, nothing's 100%. But it's almost always good because both people are really committed to that being a great union.
Right, right. And another good thing to have on your list, we talked about having the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the area where you will not change or give up.
Yes.
So, for instance, I was a non-smoker,
mm-hmm.
and for me, my idea mate was a non-smoker.
Right.
So someone who smoked, you know, it would just been terrible for me to have someone who smoked a pack of cigarettes a week or a day.
Yeah, and it'd be a compromise that you would regret each and every day.
Right.
And it's not that, you know, I mean, if two smokers are together, that's, you know, that's fine. But if you're a non-smoker and you cannot stand the smell of smoke, you're going to have a major problem in your home every day.
Right.
And being intimate with your partner.
Right. And it's not that they're a bad person. They could be a wonderful person.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with that. It's just that they have a particular habit that is just difficult for you to overcome.
Right, right. And I used to smoke. You know, back in the 90s, I was smoking, and then I quit. And then I became a pain-in-the-neck non-smoker. So anytime I went somewhere, if somebody was smoking, I'd grab the cigarette and put it out. I said, "What? You can't smoke around me." So I was, I was obnoxious because I had come to the point that I couldn't even stand the smell of smoke.
Mm-hmm. And maybe it's money. Maybe it's not cigarette smoke, but maybe it's money. Maybe you are very meticulous with your finances.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, if you cannot overcome someone who doesn't really care, they just spend money. they don't check the checkbook, they don't see what the bottom line is, they get paid, they go spend it.
Yep.
Now if that's going to be a problem for you, that's a conversation you want to have up front, because you are a person who has goals and you're very practical mm-hmm. with your money.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably wouldn't be a good idea for you to be with a person who's not practical with their money.
Yeah, absolutely.
So those are some things. And then that's what we call having a smart love. You have to look at these things.
Yeah. And, you know, and we mentioned a couple of things, but think about it. And what do you want to put on your list?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's on your checklist? It could be smoking. It could be someone that likes to work out or someone that likes to play golf mm-hmm. or likes to go to the mountains or hiking, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And start to build that list and have a bottom line, don't deviate from it, and allow for, you know, if you're a spiritual person, allow for God to bring you in proximity to the person that has the same likes that you like. Because, you know, opposites can attract briefly and they can become interesting, but over a long term, they become annoying.
Right.
Because you are looking at that person and asking them, you know, like I said earlier, why do you keep doing that? Well, I've been doing it, and I've done it my whole life and the whole time we've been together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I do it.
And be authentic when you're dating. Mm-hmm. I can't remember, it was one of the books that we read, and they talked about couples who, when they're dating, they just want to be with each other.
Oh,
they do all
kinds.
Oh yes, they do all kinds of great and wonderful things together. And then after they get married, things change.
Oh yeah,
that's because they weren't authentic. So after they get married, then they go to being authentic, and the other person's like, but. When we were dating, we used to always go do this.
And
when we were dating, you used to love to do that. And all of a sudden that, well, the truth was, you didn't really like it to begin with.
Sure didn't. You just did it just because.
You were just trying to, you thought that's what you needed to do to make the relationship work.
Right.
And
if that's what it takes to make the relationship work, then you need to continue to do that. One of the things that comes to my mind is opening a car door.
Mm-hmm.
If you open a car door for your date when you're dating, then you need to open a car door for your wife or your spouse
when you're married.
When you're married, and continue to do that. And the most important car door you can open for your spouse is not the one in public. It's not the one at church. It's not the one when you go out to a club.
When everybody's looking.
Mm-hmm. The most important car door you could ever open in your life is the one in the garage with the door closed.
Mm-hmm.
So the garage door is closed, and you are opening a car door for your spouse, knowing that no one else saw that.
Mm-hmm.
But she saw it, and she felt it.
Right. So be authentic, and don't deceive the other person, because they think they're getting something.
And they're not.
And they're not.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's,
you want to be for real. That is deception. That is deception.
And you don't want to be that. You want to be authentic as humanly possible.
Absolutely.
All right. So we got some more great stuff coming your way. Stay tuned and don't turn that dial. We'll be back in just a moment.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for our Wednesday night Bible study. Visit us in person if you're in the Denver metro area, or view the entire service online. A link has been made available on the Spotlight page at our website, www.ctkradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We are excited to be here. And now we're going to talk about some expectations.
Yes. So when you're making up your list of what you want in your relationship, you need to know, what are your expectations? What do you expect?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because men have their expectations.
Yes, they do.
And women have their expectations.
Definitely.
And so you need to know what your expectation is, and be able to communicate.
Yes, yes. And where do those expectations come from?
Ooh, expectations come from lots of areas. For instance, how you were raised.
Yes, yes. you know, mom and dad always did it this way, or right. mom was always by herself, or whatever the, right. the situation. Yeah.
Right. And culture.
Mm-hmm.
Two totally different cultures.
Yep.
And understand that culture does not have anything to do with your race, your ethnic background.
Right, right.
I mean, because you could be the same race and still have two different cultures.
Right.
I mean, people in the North have one culture. Mm-hmm. People in the South have totally a different culture. Yep. We're all in the same country.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was thinking about Max. Mm-hmm. I hate to bring Max back up again, mm-hmm. but Max... You know, we were talking to Max, and Max is from Haiti. And we asked him, was he preparing any of the food? And he said that he never went into the kitchen.
Right.
Never went anywhere close to the kitchen. So if it wasn't his mom or his sisters preparing the meals, he said, you know, he wouldn't eat.
He said if he had to survive, he would die because he didn't yeah. know how to cook.
Didn't know how to cook. Whereas when I was growing up, I watched my mom mm-hmm. and I knew how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
So I could feed myself if I had to.
My parents, that was important that everyone knew how to do everything in the house.
Right.
Even if you didn't end up doing it, you at least knew how.
Knew how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So another thing surrounding around expectations is how about holidays?
Our family used to always get together for the holidays, and then the other person, well, my family never got together.
Right, right. Or my family always have traditional Thanksgiving meals for holidays.
And our family used to go to Burger King.
Right, yeah. So, you know, especially when you have children, what are you going to do with the children?
Right.
Okay, so on Christmas Eve, we open our presents on Christmas Eve.
Ooh, no.
Never open them.
Can't do that.
We have to open our presents on Christmas Day, and we all go to my mom's house.
At 8 o'clock.
That's right. Now, we're laughing, but for some people and some families...
That's how they do it.
This is a big deal. I mean, yeah. an argument could happen.
Could ensue very quickly.
Yeah. So, along with expectations is... I forgot my thought.
Well, expectations come in several forms. So there's unaware and things like that. So we've got an unaware expectation. So your spouse may be thinking that you should be doing something, but you have no idea.
Right.
You're not aware of it. For example, in their home, the man always took out the trash.
Correct.
So when you get married, the spouse is looking at the trash piling up. Not saying anything because she just knows that you're going to take out the trash sooner or later,
mm-hmm.
and you never do.
Or she's nagging you about, well, when are you going to take out the trash? Aren't you going to take out the trash? Why do I have to keep telling you to take out the trash?
Yeah, it's, I just got home from work. Why do I got the trash has been there all day?
Yes.
What are you doing? Take mm-hmm. the trash out. Mm-hmm. I can't because my father always took out the trash.
Right, right. Yeah. Men, that's man's work.
Yeah.
Men take out the trash.
Right.
I might break a nail.
Yeah. Exactly. So those would be like an unaware expectation.
So they need to be communicated,
mm-hmm.
and they need to be communicated often.
Yes, very often.
Because we do change.
We change all the time, you know, and healthy people ask for what they want and need.
Right.
Always. Healthy right. people ask for what they want and need. So if you have an expectation, you need to be talking about these with your spouse so that they know, so that they become aware.
Right.
You know, so they are now, you know, they know that this is what you would like to happen.
Right. And so your expectations should be one of the things on the checklist. And yep. you should know what it is that you're expecting and yep. be able to communicate it to right. the person.
Right. Now, let's talk about unreasonable expectations.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because when you dropped the bomb on me that there would be no physical relationship before we got married, I could have went to the unreasonable category. That's unreasonable.
Right. You could have.
Right. So even in that, you have to decide and have that bottom line on whether your expectations are going to be reasonable or unreasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you still have to have that bottom line and say, well, I don't care. That's my, you know.
Yeah.
That's it. So and on the other side, I had to decide whether that initially unreasonable expectation now becomes reasonable
mm-hmm.
because I need to change the way that I'm looking at things. Right. So I made that unreasonable expectation, in my mind, reasonable. Mm-hmm. That was a reasonable expectation.
And of course, that can happen unless we sit and talk about it.
Talk about it.
And you have to talk about it beforehand and not when you're in the middle of a heated discussion or argument.
Yeah. Or you're in the middle of a heated physical exchange.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, by the way, I know you really want to. I can tell. Mm-hmm. But
there will be none of that.
There will be none of that. That'd be a problem.
So expectations must be spoken often. They mm-hmm. must be communicated.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they're unreasonable, you still need to discuss them.
Yes.
So we can determine what's really unreasonable.
What is and what isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they must be made aware.
Yep.
So you have to tell people what it is you want.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't know, there's no mind readers.
No mind reading?
No.
No, you don't want to do that.
No, it's like, okay, didn't you get that thought? And you know I was thinking that.
I have still not. In 12 years, I have not been able to get that thought.
You haven't?
I can get the look, though. When I see the look, but not the thought.
But not the thought.
Yeah.
You should be able to read my mind after 12 years.
I know, I should be able to.
But you can't read my mind? Oh, that's going to be a problem.
That's going to be a problem.
I'm going to put that down on my list. I want a mind reader.
Next one's going to be a mind reader. Yep.
So, okay, don't write that down because there aren't any.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's see. And then we have the unspoken expectations.
Mm.
So you're thinking it, you know, like you're talking about the mind reader.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not saying it. You know, healthy people ask for what they want and need.
Don't you just know what I'm thinking?
No.
You should know what I want. You should know what I'm thinking.
And you should tell me what you're thinking so I don't have
to
guess.
If you love me, I shouldn't have to say it.
And it's like, and with women a lot of times, they'll say, are you hungry? And I'll say, well, actually, no, I'm not. Well, okay, well, I'm going to go get something to eat. So what she really meant was, I'm hungry.
And you need to take me to go get something to eat.
So after a while, you do get to know those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's kind of like mind reading a little bit.
Yeah. But that's just because you spent so much time with the person, you get to know them
mm-hmm.
and who they really are.
Right.
Because they haven't tried to hide themselves from
right.
you.
Right.
And so when it's a relationship like that, the longer you are in a relationship, mm-hmm. especially husbands and wives, once they spend some time with each other, they kind of start to know, you know, what he likes or what she likes and what they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And so they know how to give it to them because for them, it's a reasonable expectation. I can do that. It's not when it's something wild and crazy and you get angry because you didn't know what I was thinking.
Right.
It's just not going to happen.
Absolutely. So as you continue to listen to our show, you're going to get a lot of tips and strategies on how to have a healthy relationship. That's what we're all about. IamLoveBuilders.com. We're going to have great tips and strategies over there. You can go to our Facebook page as well. And we are going to introduce something to you called the Love Tap. Now, the Love Tap is something that you want to do for your spouse. And it's called telling a positive story. So we want you to go on our Facebook page. We want you to go to our website and contact us. And eventually we want you to call into the show and tell us a positive story about someone that's close in your life. It could be your spouse. It could be your children. It could be a coworker that's really done something awesome for you or with you. And we want you to share that story now. The caveat to that is if you have a business, once you do that love tap, now we're going to give you a chance to share what you do for your business. So maybe you can get some free advertising or some free publicity, if you will, for your business. Because in doing the love tap, when you share that love tap with other people or about other people, now we're going to give you the opportunity to talk about what you do. So it just gives you a way to get some potential exposure for your business, but it also shares that it's like doing the random acts of kindness,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's
mm-hmm.
a random act of kindness that you're putting out there mm-hmm. in the atmosphere, and then because of that, we're going to bless you with the chance to share what you do in your business.
So you need to have a good story where you can tell something that someone did that was encouraging to mm-hmm. you, that show that they love you, that they cared for you, that they were thinking of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because our stories are important.
Very important.
You know, and everybody has a story. But we don't want to get caught up in always telling the negative stories.
No.
Especially in relationships. It seems like we can always point out the negative things,
mm-hmm.
the bad things. He did this, she did that. But let's point out something good, something that they did that was wonderful, that really inspired you, that
yes.
really made you feel loved and cared for.
Yes.
So those are the type of stories we want to have.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the type of stories we want to hear.
Absolutely. So, love taps. Tell a positive story about someone that has affected you positively in your life and your relationships. We're really excited to be able to bring this program to you. Again, you can reach us on IamLoveBuilders.com. You can also go to WorldMediaMinistries.org and find our show. You can find the times of our show there as well. You can reach out to us on Facebook and just do a search for I Am Love Builders on Facebook. Please, please, please share a positive story on our website, and we'll be more than happy to share that on the show. So we're excited to be able to do that.
And we'd like to thank you for spending time with us today. And please send us some comments. What did you think about the tips that you heard today? And are you going to start your checklist? If you're single, what is your checklist?
Yes.
Get one started.
Absolutely. So until the next show, my name is Casper Stockham, and my lovely wife Cheryl is with me as well. We are IamLoveBuilders.com, and we're excited to be here, and we'll see you on the next show.
Have a good day.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.